Welcome to Sexy in Charlotte, and I'm your local sexpert, Sabrina Rojek from SabrinaSpeaksSex.com and SabrinaRojek.com. Through listening to the show, my main score is to help you explode your mind with tips, tricks, resources, and advice. You have your questions, and I have your answers on what is out there, getting to know yourself better, living life to the fullest, and realizing sexuality is more than just, well, sex. Listen in on Hump Day Wednesday at 10 a.m. as I share fun, to-the-point information and easy strategies to help you have more of what you want and less of what you don't want. Continue to tune in, where I will share fabulous tips, tricks, and resources to help you get on top of the sex game. You will also join us for interviews with local experts, dating places, the scenes, and what is really happening out in Charlotte. Make sure to subscribe to get free updates, discounts, and be in the know about upcoming events at www.sexyincharlotte.com. Let's get our sexy on with your resident sexpert and host, Sabrina Rojek. Well, hello there. I'm Sabrina Rojek, your resident sexpert and hostess for Sexy in Charlotte. Thanks so much for listening in today, whichever day it may be that you're listening on, for your dating tips, relationship advice, stuffs on sexuality, how to support our community, as well as our local businesses. So today's topic is on online dating and how to do it. And I know that this is a huge topic just because there are so many more of us that are using this as their forms of meeting people, getting to know folks, and maybe setting up those first dates. I absolutely have used online dating off and on for probably about 12 years now. And so I've got my own experiences to bring to the table of what I felt works and what doesn't work. But I also have a guest with me today. And her name is Cheryl Spangler, and she's the founder and president of Heart and Soul Matchmaking, Inc. here in Charlotte. And so we'll be talking with her today about tips and tricks, things to do, to not do, and what works. You'll get some great statistics and some things that hopefully will really help you out and that I know that I'm excited to find out more about just because, again, I am an online dater myself. Well, before we get to that, I also wanted to let you know to don't forget about the coaching services that I have to offer. I had some requests and things from fabulous listeners, and thank you so much, that said, hey, Sabrina, we're listening and we like what we're hearing so far. Here's some suggestions. And then what about follow-up? What if I feel that I want to speak with you more about, you know, what's going on in my own life or with relationship or with dating or these different types of stuff, so where to go and all of that. And I wanted to let you know that I absolutely offer those coaching sessions. And so you can find out more about that on www.sexyincharlotte.com. Under coaching, and you'll see that there's some fabulous packages that I've put together as well that are, you know, at a discounted rate. But the things that I can help you with is whether or not you are a single, a couple, dating, not dating, none of that matters. I work with you to find out more about yourself, more about what it is that you want, work through any beliefs and background that you might have brought with you to bring you to your current belief system or current patterns. And we can have a look at those and see which ones are no longer serving you. Not only that, I also specialize with working with people that have gone through sexual abuse or those that are supporting those through sexual abuse, as well as fetishes, fantasies, and everything else in between. So again, this could be singles trying to find more about themselves and more about the partner that they're wishing. And why do I keep choosing this kind of person? Why do I keep having these types of relationships that aren't working for me? And maybe you're already partnered and maybe you're already married and you have found that you're not communicating effectively, that you're both not as happy as you could be. And again, that could be sexually, or it may not have anything to do with that. And it may just be, you know, I don't know if I'm in love with them anymore. Or again, maybe there's just things going on in your relationship that you wish weren't, and you want more of the better things that you wish were. So there's a whole gamut, both on from a therapeutic aspect, even though right now I'm not offering therapy services, I'm doing coaching, where we can still address the same issues that you've got going on, coming up with a plan so that way you can get to be more of where you want to be. Okay, so again, don't forget, go check out my coaching services so that way we can absolutely get our sexy on in Charlotte in a more meaningful way. So now moving on, we have Sabrina's sexy salutes. And today's sexy salutes has a little bit of a hodgepodge of stuffs. And my first one is Vapiano's Restaurant. So I know that this is one of the larger popular spots that are in Charlotte already. But for those of you that don't know anything about Vapiano's, it's kind of an interesting situation, I think. You sit at a table and there's lots and lots of space. They also have live music at certain times. And it's very spacious. But you get the menu, and instead of somebody coming to wait on you, then you get in different lines depending on what it is that you want. So it kind of makes it interactive. It may be a turnoff for those of you that don't want to stand and wait in line, or you don't have somebody to go wait in line for you, or can be intimidating if you're a shy person. Otherwise, if you don't mind that and you can stand and chat in line with whoever you're there with, then they've got really good food. They've got great proportions. I love antipasto, so I had their large platter and it was fabulous. Could have used a little fruit, but it was fabulous anyways. Just get a sweet drink to go with it. So Vapiano's is one of my sexy salutes of the week, as well as another Italian is Via Antonio's, and the owners there are fabulous. It's a great setting. They're also super accommodating and wonderful if you've got groups or if you've got parties or different events, and that's Via Antonio's in Italian. And again, it's just a great place. I love it when you have not only a great place, but owners that are also approachable and workable just for other different types of events that you might want to do. So if you're an Italian lover, you've got two places. The next one is also a very obvious one, but I'm going to say it because it's something I absolutely love and my children love, and that's the Renaissance Festival. So if you kept telling yourself that you were going to make it and you didn't make it, it's already November, and so it only goes for 2 months. So this is your last month to get there. And as always, or if you don't know what to expect, there is something for everyone. So even if you're not the kind that wants to, you know, dress up or do any of those things, which you can if you want to be there, but there's just entertainment on all kinds of different levels. Whether you go alone, if you go with your family, if you go with a date or you go with a friend, there's fights that you can watch. There's different things tucked in every corner and town criers and all of this different stuff. If you love food and that's the only reason you go, then you absolutely will not be disappointed. You can get a big, huge turkey leg, or you can get just food and aromas aplenty at the Renaissance Festival, which just is always inviting and lovely. And then there's tons and tons and tons of different vendors. So if you love jewelry or metalwork, or you're into, fairies and dressing up and those types of stuffs, as well as handbags and shoes and belts and leatherwork and just tons of really neat things. I am in love with fairs and festivals, so I absolutely try to hit up as many as possible. And I completely, completely recommend going to the Renaissance Festival. And you can stay there all day, so it's totally worth your ticket monies to get yourself in there. This is not just you could stay just for 2 hours, but you really could make it an all-day event. So that's nice for a cheaper cost as well. And then one of my other ones is going to be the Roxbury off of Trade. And this place is a good time because it's three levels of throwback fun. And there's also a huge outdoor place that you can sit also. That's kind of a two-story, I guess, if you want to say it that way, situation. It's really the top floor that you come walking into is, did I say three levels? I meant it's two levels of throwback fun. I apologize. But the first level that you go into there, then it's got a little bit more space, and then you can go downstairs where it's a little bit darker. There's a couple of rooms. It's kind of sectioned off like in three spaces where there's also pool and all of this. And again, a very large outdoor area. So you can be inside, you can be outside. It's a good time. They've got the videos playing while you're rocking out. So I absolutely recommend going there. I've always had a blast when I've gone. And then lastly is going to be Reraw's on North Tryon. So I absolutely love Irish pubs. And I actually had the opportunity to go to Ireland for a couple of weeks to see how, you know, in America, whenever we've got our bars and we've got these types of things, it's not a culture. It's not a way of life, meaning when you go to Ireland and you go to their pubs, that a lot of them, it's a total family affair thing. And you eat, you can get great drinks. I mean, even your kids are out and up until late. I would go to lots of these places, and if there was live music, which there was live music at almost every single one of them that I went to, then they would even ask the audience, rather the people that are sitting there enjoying the entertainment, hey, does anybody dance? Does anybody sing? Kids, otherwise, they would get up, they would sing with the band, they would dance, they would do this. So, I mean, it really is such an integral part of Irish culture, I think, and it was just such an amazing experience. And so Reroz, has replicated, of course, what it looks like, what the pubs back in Ireland look like, and that same type of feel and, you know, coziness, but a lot of space, and you can get your drink, you can get your food. It was just a fantastic place to be, and I've been a few times now, and I absolutely love their smoked salmon appetizer. So that's going to be my recommend for Sabrina's Sexy Salutes. So thank you so much. Go check them out. Let them know that Sabrina from Sexy and Charlotte sent you. Maybe you get something, maybe you don't. But either way, we're still out there. We're supporting our local community. And again, let them know that Sabrina from Sexy and Charlotte sent you. Hello and welcome back. So again, you're on the show of Sexy and Charlotte with your hostess, Sabrina Rojek. And I have Cheryl Spangler with me today. And she is the founder and president of Heart and Soul Matchmaking. So welcome, Cheryl. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Sabrina. Good to be here.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about what you do. I know you've had a presence here in Charlotte for a while, but let us know how long you've been around, what services you're providing, and where you can be found.
Okay, great. Well, I've been in Charlotte for about 6 years, and during that time, I founded my company mm-hmm. and have been helping singles get ready for and find love. Mm-hmm. And that's a big step. That's a big leap when I say get ready for and find.
Sure.
So I do both things, meaning I'm a certified relationship coach, I'm a certified matchmaker.
Okay.
And I also help people with self-esteem issues and finally online dating. It's
sure.
a big specialty of mine.
Sure. Well, and of course, the self-esteem issue, right? Well, people think they're just going to come to you and say, oh, help me find love.
They do.
However, right? However, you know, if they're not in the place of really loving themselves, knowing who they are, you're not going to attract that person that's really going to be best for you.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. And you had asked me as well, Sabrina, where I can be found. And
sure.
I just wanted to say my website, which
yeah.
is heartandsoulmatchmaking.com.
Okay.
So it's heartandsoulmatchmaking.com.
Okay.
And for now, that's where you can find me and all of my services. And I'm here in Charlotte with a fairly large local presence here.
Okay. And those things can also be found on our website. So it's at Sexy in Charlotte. And there's a little bio that you'll see there about Cheryl and more about what she's done and kind of the things that we've reviewed here as well. So if there's anything else that you also want them to know, I can stick that on the site. So
okay.
that'll work. Yeah.
Yeah.
So one thing that I do know about you, Cheryl, that you had said is that you found love on online dating. Is that correct?
I did. As a matter of fact,
You're
I was
married.
Recently married.
Congratulations.
About 3 months ago.
Oh, wow. Really? So congratulations. Really? See, it works, people.
I try to tell people it does work. And you and I both know another relationship specialist in town who also met her significant other on Match.com. It's frankly where online dating is frankly where the relationship experts go,
mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, to meet. We're not going to hire another matchmaker,
right.
for instance.
Right,
so,
right.
And the other thing that I found that led me to this is that when I'm in the singles community all the time,
mm-hmm.
and when I'm out in the community, I'm actually working.
Sure.
Because I have clients, I'm trying to help people get clients, those kinds of things, as you know.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to date, I didn't have any other options. Other people have offline options, but
right.
it's more difficult for me.
Yeah.
For someone like me.
Wasn't that funny too, though, because I've actually had the same thing. So I'm single as well. And
yes.
I'm like, oh, but you're a sex therapist and you've done all of these things, you know, and you're a matchmaker. How
yes.
is it you're making matches and you haven't made your own?
Yes.
Just because we haven't made our own at that point yet doesn't mean we don't know how to communicate. Or like you said, it is a little
yes.
bit more difficult. If you're a transplant here, or for me, I told you before, I travel a lot. We
mm-hmm.
have a lot of those people. So I was never home long enough
right.
to really meet somebody, to make those connections,
right.
to set up the meet.
And frankly, if you're going to intentionally meet someone offline, that's a large investment of time.
Mm-hmm.
You have
mm-hmm.
to get known. You know, we do business with people we know, like, and trust.
Sure.
And we have relationships with people we know, like, and trust.
Right.
So you really have to, it's a process, and the process has a I call it a method to the madness online,
mm-hmm.
and not always so much in person. Not always so much offline.
Hmm.
So I think what you, you know, the lessons that we learn is you just have to invest the time, whether you're going to do it offline or online. And I think a combination of both for most people is, it may not work for us, but it right. will work for most people, and that's optimal.
We're the exception. So tell me, what are some of the statistics then, really, because there is so much of this online thing that, you know, not so many years ago, what the heck is that? And it's a non-factor. It was scary, or there was all these other things going on. So how many people really are doing this, and how successful are they with it?
So I would say a third of the relationships come from the statistics that I've seen come from online. Mm-hmm. That's a huge number.
That is.
The reason is because we need numbers. Just right. like when you're a business person in sales, you need numbers. You need to put people in your funnel in order to right. come out with some good clients.
Right.
We need the same thing when we're looking for love. Mm-hmm. We can't, and too many people, Sabrina, really stop when they meet someone and, oh, I like you. He's cute. She's cute. We like each other. Let's have a relationship.
Yeah.
As a relationship coach and expert, I'm going to tell you that's not how it's done.
Right.
That's not how it should be done.
And that how we're all
doing it? And that's how a lot of people are doing it. Because there's a little bit, forgive me for this word, but mm-hmm. I think there's a little bit of laziness mm-hmm. that comes in. I don't want to do all that work
right.
involved in really sorting through and meeting people.
Right.
Yet, look at the divorce statistics.
Right.
Since we're talking statistics.
Right.
I think that because people, and I want to use the term settle.
Sure.
Although they don't realize it, they don't intend it.
Absolutely.
But if you don't give yourself choice, like anything else, mm-hmm. if you don't give yourself choice, you wind up settling for whatever comes along.
Whatever's available.
Seems to be, that's right. And speaking of availability, all you need to do is log on to an online dating site, a big one like Match.com,
sure.
and you will see that there are many single men and women available. Mm-hmm. Because I have women that come to me all the time that say there are no single men.
Sure.
Well, I'll tell you another statistic. I always fumble over that word. I'm going to just say stat.
Stat. I'm going to give you some stats. I like it. We understand that.
That's a hard word to say.
Statistics. And I'm dry mouth. And that's me.
Trying to get it all in and thinking and speaking is something that sometimes I have trouble with.
Right.
But no. I actually did a television interview mm-hmm. and the reporter did the research, and I was surprised to find out that there are nearly the same amount of single men and single women in Charlotte.
Oh, get out.
Serious.
Huh. Okay.
So
well, that's good statistics then for everybody here.
Yeah. But one of the things that I found is that, the men, for some reason, don't have to work real hard. They don't have to show up in events.
Hmm.
You know, you're starting to get into the singles community
right.
here as a meetup organizer.
Yep.
I've done that for years.
Mm-hmm.
You will see that you'll have mostly women at your events.
Right.
You've got to work real hard to get the men there.
Right.
So consequently, the women look around and they say,
there are no men.
Where are the men?
Right.
And I don't want to go to, and then it's bad because they don't want to go to any more events
right.
because there's other women.
Right.
Online dating. You do a search for
mm-hmm.
men,
mm-hmm.
you're going to find a lot of men.
Sure.
Now, all of them are not for you.
Right.
But we're only looking for one.
Right.
Actually, we're looking for maybe two or three to find one.
Right.
As a starting point. But,
right.
But we're really only looking for one. We're in the market for one.
Sure. So I have a couple questions then. So my first one then will be, is you mentioned Match.com mm-hmm. and there's a bunch, you know, and I'm on a bunch as well, you know, and usually most people, so I'll ask that first question. Is it best then to be on more than one site, or do you think it's best to focus energies on one?
Online dating, if it's done right, takes a lot of time or
mm-hmm.
can take a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's relative what's
sure.
a lot of time. And I'll explain that as we get into this more.
Sure.
I think it's wise to have one predominant site.
Okay.
And I want to talk about that for a second.
Okay.
I think if you're going to choose a site, I think it needs to be large. I think it needs to be searchable.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that you can put in your criteria and search.
Sure. Of what you want as well as what you, yes.
And well represented.
Right.
In your area. And the problem that I found, I don't have anything against the specialty sites, and there are specialty sites for everything, including farmers.
Right.
Have you seen
farmers? I'm like, no, but I've seen
Farmers.com.
Oh.
You know, findafarmer.com.
You need somebody who's interested in growing the same things you're growing. You know,
that's
somebody's
right.
going to be out there working early in the morning. That's not for everybody.
That's right. But the problem with those are, it's okay for supplemental.
Sure.
And they're not free generally,
right,
so
right.
you're going to expend a little more money there.
Right.
And it's also going to take a little more of your time, and you're going to find that the numbers or the representations in our area, for instance, within a certain mileage, which is how most people search, are not going to be there. You're not going to have that much choice. And again, online dating, as far as I'm concerned, is about choice.
Sure.
So the reason why I recommend Match.com, and it is my site of choice, not just because I met my husband there.
But it helps. Because you're one of the statistics. You're the success rate.
I am. And by the way, that 30% or so that they tout as success rates don't include people like me because I never told them. Oh. I just went off the site.
Well, right. Like so a lot of people probably do.
So Sabrina, it's higher.
Sure.
So it's higher. So that's encouraging to people, I think.
Yeah.
But there's another big site. You see a lot of television. It's eHarmony.
eHarmony.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I wondered, I tried it myself three times. Mm-hmm. I've tried it for clients because I manage online dating for clients.
I probably want to try a few different ones anyways just to see.
Yeah. And not only is it very labor intensive to get your profile up and they don't allow you to skip steps.
Right.
I'm a step skipper.
Right. So I want the one I want, not that one.
They don't allow that.
Yeah.
But I got the statistics about the percentages of female to male.
Okay. For eHarmony.
eHarmony, because you get what you get with eHarmony. It's not searchable. They deliver matches to you.
Right.
And those matches of those folks that they put in your inbox, they deliver your profile to those folks.
Right.
So it's mutually matched.
Sure.
Right? Based on all those
criteria and questions.
And so
right.
forth. Right. But I noticed not only it wouldn't matter the age of a client or myself, but they would run out of men in my area, and I was like 60 miles out.
Yeah.
Within about a week and a half.
Oh.
And I thought, I heard this from a lot of people. And I thought, why?
Yeah.
So here's why. 68% of their membership is female.
Oh.
Which means that only about 30% are male.
Right. That's not good odds to start
with. Those are not good odds, but the men love it.
Right. Well, of course.
Guess what?
You got all kinds of people to pick from. This is fun fishing. And now we're on plenty of fish.
And that's why they don't have to show up in events, because if they're on eHarmony, they've got lots of women.
Right.
And chemistry is Match's answer to eHarmony. Mm-hmm. It's Match's sister site, and it's worse.
Oh, okay.
71% female to about 28% male.
Wow.
So those two sites that are non-searchable.
Sure.
That are also very big.
Sure.
Are not good for women.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's very good to know.
Yeah.
So since that actually segued perfectly then right into the next question. So Match.com, and a lot of us know the eHarmony, and there's Plenty of Fish, OkCupid, Date Hookup, and then there's a bunch of other ones that people know, but those are the ones that,
Don't you love that name, Date Hookup?
It's
emphasis on hookup.
Right. So I'm like, okay, this is Craigslist. Well, that's the thoughts that, you're like, am I on the casual encounter section in Craigslist, and what's going to happen?
Yeah.
However, I've also heard some people that said that they've, somebody's met somebody on some of these things, free or not. And that was going to be my next question too then. So you recommend absolutely something that has a subscription that and paying that amount, whatever that is, and getting the most bang for your buck if you're serious about it.
Mm-hmm. I also recommend if you're going to do another site, rather than to do a paid site, you might look at one of, depending on your age, demographic, and so forth, you might look at one of those sites. Plenty of Fish or OkCupid. Mm-hmm. Some people have had success there. Mm-hmm. The rumor has it, I don't know if it's true, that Patty Stanger, the millionaire matchmaker, met her guy on Plenty of Fish, and that really shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you that there are a lot of mainstream people, good people, that go on there.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people that maybe are not the type of people that we're looking for on there because there's no financial component.
Right.
However, here's another piece of information for the listeners. They have an upgraded subscription-based.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to deal, as I understand it, if you want to deal with subscribers, paid subscribers, you'll pay a little bit of money and you'll get paid subscribers. And I think it pulls up the professionalism a little bit.
Well, and then speaking of the professionalism, and we talked a bit about this on the phone previously, is, I am on all these different sites, and sometimes I'm active on them, and other times, really, it's entertainment. And I say it's entertainment because and I shouldn't be shocked at this point, I'm just completely blown away, and I've looked at both men and women, just to see how are we representing ourselves out here.
You should
And some of it really is... it's appalling. You know, it would be nice.
How people represent themselves.
And I'm literally, yeah. I'm looking at them like, this is the only piece of marketing material that you have, guy. You want the smoke billowing out your mouth. You're flipping off the camera. You've got the selfie that only shows your body because that's the only thing worked on. We don't know what's going on above that or only below that. I'm completely just like, who are you trying to attract? Yes. And it's obvious.
Yes.
But then I'm going to also guess that I think women tend to put a little bit more time into these. There are a few wonderful guys, and bless you for it, that spent the time, that were actually witty. If they said that they were witty, they didn't just do that. They showed it. They actually put some things into it. But what are some of those things that, how do you make your profile better? What are those tips and tricks of, here's the big, I can tell you my own no-nos just from looking at it. Like, don't do that. But what do you come across that you see whenever you're helping review these with people if they've made them already?
Yes.
What are some of those types of stuffs that you see?
I think people have too many pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They have, and so you have to understand that this is a visual venue.
Sure.
And it's like, to me, it's like window shopping.
Right.
And the question that everyone should ask themselves is, would you go into that store based on what you're seeing in the window?
Mm-hmm.
So I equate it to a store when
right.
we're walking through the mall.
So that main pick.
That main pick.
Should be
the profile
nice
pick,
one.
Should be the, yes.
Not your selfie.
Spend a little money. It doesn't take much.
Right.
To get a professional, some professional pictures taken.
Yeah.
In casual settings, maybe outside, or you can go into the, like, picture people in the
sure.
mall or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's very reasonable. And,
yeah.
and they photograph people. So
right.
they'll do a really good job.
Right.
Put a little bit for women. Put
mm-hmm.
a little bit of makeup on and
mm-hmm.
get your maybe get your hair done, but not change anything.
Sure.
You should look represent the way you look.
Sure.
I also think you need to date your pictures.
Date
and,
your oh, date
yes.
them. I'm gonna date my pictures.
Yes.
Of when they were taken. Right.
When they were taken.
Not when you were hot 10 years ago
no.
with the body that didn't have kids.
Right. Don't make people guess.
Right.
And also don't make them guess by for the women especially
mm-hmm.
and men as well. By putting other guys and gals in the pictures with you.
Right.
So one of the biggest mistakes that women make is they have their, even if they're attractive, they have attractive friends.
Sure.
There's group pictures.
Sure.
And the guy that you're looking at might like one of your friends rather than you.
Right.
So you're putting competition into your own picture.
Right.
And I think, so that's regarding the visual piece
yeah.
of it.
And I know people don't even think about that part at all. For the competition part, you think,
no.
oh, I look... The logic could be, oh, I'm having a good time.
And
I want
social.
You to see. Yeah, exactly. I want you to see that I'm open and I'm friendly
yes.
until they're asking you for your friend's name.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so be aware of who's in the picture with you.
Right.
Also pay attention. I know you have children.
Mm-hmm.
So pay attention to, do you want to expose your children?
I was just going to say, I was going to ask. And what are your thoughts on that? Because I absolutely don't. And however, I've seen both men and women that do that are, hey, see
yeah.
the package right out the gate.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit more leery just of there are people out there that have things with malintentions.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts about that though?
My thoughts are if your children are not adults.
Sure.
And so they're under the age of 18.
Yeah.
Let's say probably not so
right.
good, and you can describe them a little bit in the
right.
profile, right?
Right.
And if they're adults and you know they're okay with that,
right.
they like that, then you be sure to caption it as this is me with my daughter
yeah.
and son.
These my kids.
I actually, when I was dating online, I actually saw a guy and he was in, had a picture with his daughter,
mm-hmm.
but they looked so close in age.
Oh.
They did. He looked really young.
Wow.
And she looked more mature.
Yeah.
And so you couldn't really tell.
Right.
So you really.
You don't want to play that guesswork.
No. If you're with your sister or whoever, just say what that is.
Right.
But basically, I think it's individual that. But I think people want to see you
right.
and not everybody else.
Right.
Same thing with your animals.
Yes.
You
know, I have the cutest dog ever.
I do have the cutest dog. My birthday guy's great. But I don't. If I'm going to have him in a picture, I'm
right.
going to be in the picture too.
Right. Right. Not the
so.
Dog laying there on the floor. And I see more and more of those or just the stuff that people have or like just... It
the cars
really
and the houses and the lake
and it kills
view.
Me. It
yeah.
kills me, you know, because again, as I don't know if they're just not thinking about it or what, that I don't want to create more things. I have to sift through people of why are you attracted to me? Why
yeah.
are you? And of course, again, we are window shopping.
Yeah.
So it is based off of looks to begin with, but you would hope that there would be a little bit something more to it. And I'm always kind of surprised and wondering at the same time too. These people that say, yeah, I make $8 million a year. Here's my big, huge house. Here's my fabulous cars.
And then they're surprised when they expect people who are after the money.
Right.
And that's the other thing. I said early on when I was introducing myself
mm-hmm.
that I work with people self-esteem.
Yes.
The ones that have to, the folks that have to have the big toys and the cars
sure.
and all of that, this is my boat, my motorcycle, my car, my whatever.
Sure.
I wonder if there's a self-esteem problem
right.
there. I think it's such a nice surprise for someone to hold that back
mm-hmm.
and then let someone discover who they are
right.
as a person.
Right.
And then say, hey, guess what? I have this cute convertible. Let's go have a ride in the mountains.
Yeah.
You know, it's or here's my house, you know, at an appropriate time.
Sure.
And so, yeah, that's curious to me, too.
Yeah.
I think you want to just deal with the person, and I love what you said about having to sift through who is this person.
Right.
That's what we need to do. We need to do it quickly.
Yeah.
So in with that in mind, I want to talk just a minute or two about sure. the profile.
Okay.
In my opinion, it should be brief.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many profiles, and ladies, men do not read profiles generally unless
right.
they're super interested, and then they might, so they have something to talk to you about.
Right.
But generally speaking, they're just looking at the pictures.
Right.
So don't hold it against them, but also, if you have a book written there,
right.
don't expect anyone to read it. As a professional, I can't read those either.
Right.
I just read too many profiles.
Right, right.
And so you basically want to read your headline.
Okay.
Maybe using 4 or 5 words to describe yourself. Who are you?
Sure.
You know, spontaneous, adventurous, you know, whatever your words are.
Right.
Classy, California lady.
Right.
You know, that could be your headline.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then go on in your first paragraph, short paragraph, you're going to describe that a little bit. I've only been in Charlotte for a short time. My work brought me here.
Right.
I'd love to do blah, 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 blah.
Right.
This is me, in
right.
other words. Next paragraph, this is who I'm looking for.
Sure.
And then a closing. I also like to start out a profile with hi, I'm Cheryl.
Right.
And so you know a name.
Right.
Often emails will go back and forth, Sabrina. No, some people don't even sign them. And it's like, who am I? What's the first name of this person?
Exactly. Or it takes 4 messages back and forth to be, oh, by the way, I'm so-and-so instead of crazy cowboy.
Yeah, and it's awkward to ask, like, what's your
right,
name?
Right, right, right. Just like when you have the missed text and you're like, who is this? I'm sorry, I should know. I don't know.
You're not in my contacts.
I don't know who you are. So you say, now when you're saying brief, because everybody might think that's different, so
yeah.
then what, how many, is that 4 or 5 sentences for your brief?
Yes.
And then for the what you're looking for. In the partner, how specific should that be? I've seen that all over the map. I've seen some people say, besides I want the funny and I want the person who can cook or whatever it is. I've seen books, and then I've seen some that are really kind of vague. what should those bits look like? Because you don't want to seem like too detailed, even if that's
yeah.
what you have.
Yeah.
But you want to be specific enough to eliminate the riffraff
right.
or whoever.
That is such
doesn't
a
match.
Good question. You're right, because it's all across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. We don't want to eliminate people or have people eliminate themselves based on what they're reading in the profile. And also because I am a proponent and a fan of we being the chooser,
sure.
whether we're men or women,
right.
People will choose us for their reasons. Maybe
right.
it's a visual reason.
Right.
But we're going to choose to write people and ladies, you do need to write.
Right.
You reach out
right.
to those that appeal to you based on our reasons.
Reaching out first.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Don't wait. So it's a proactive
right.
way to meet somebody, and there are no rules against that, or shyness shouldn't be a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I can help with that if that's their problem,
right.
because it's perfectly acceptable. So it doesn't really matter when you say who you're looking for. I would use as broad terms as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe talk a little more about internal qualities,
mm-hmm.
sense of humor,
right.
Someone who's spontaneous and adventurous, something that really connects with you.
Sure.
But keep it very open. And then you can screen
mm-hmm.
based on who writes you, if people do happen to write you,
mm-hmm.
and then based on your search criteria,
right.
write to those people that you know have some of the qualities.
Right.
And by the way people write profiles, Sabrina, you can really tell a lot. It's not only what they say, but
mm-hmm.
it's how they say it.
Right.
What words do they use?
Yes.
That can tell you a lot about that person.
Yes.
And if I read one more profile that talks about I like the mountains and the beach.
And I was going to say, if I read one more profile that has all these misspellings, and maybe that's
yeah.
me being critical, but it drives
no.
me insane.
You should be critical.
Drives me insane.
One thing I have to say about that, though, that's gotten a lot worse lately because of the smartphone.
Oh, gosh.
Because the smartphone. smartphone with the self-correct, and if you're not careful, yes. you kind of read through it before you publish it.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That happens in emails, too.
I'm notorious. My friend is always like, would you please recheck your text? Because I'm like, wait a minute, I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
Garbage.
We get emails on online dating sites, the same thing. Like, yeah. I'm not sure you meant that.
Right. Yeah. But to me, that's a turnoff. But something you just said there, Cheryl, a second ago, which I find interesting because I actually work it backwards almost. You said be open mm-hmm. and, you know, try not to eliminate people and or have them self-eliminate. Mm-hmm. And I found just being very, very honest is I know that I'm looking for a specific, I guess everybody's looking for a specific kind of person. So that's not really the way to say it. I almost work backwards in that if you eliminate yourself already, then you may not be the person for me. You know, or I almost want to challenge you in a sense, not so much that it's you're being crappy or you're being rude, but I want you to think before you come approach me because I'm not going to come to you any kind of ridiculous way. My pictures don't show me with my shirt off and talking crazy, you know, because I'm surprised sometimes yeah. at the way that people that I feel my profile isn't that would encourage that, yet you're still going to get these crazy sure. things. I absolutely want to eliminate those people. So I think it is some kind of a balance there, is it not?
Actually, one of the adventures of online dating is to consider dating against what I call dating against type. Mm-hmm. So yes, you have your type.
Sure.
And what you're trying to say is that you try to clarify what that is and who I'm looking for, paragraph.
Right.
And if somebody is going to be against that type, you want to step forward, but it's too hard, it's too much work for them.
Sure.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
You've been very clear.
Right.
And I believe in honoring people's preferences.
Mm-hmm.
So here's something that a lot of people don't know. On Match.com, mm-hmm. you can set up filters mm-hmm. to keep certain emails out of your main inbox.
Right.
And they'll go into a filtered mail inbox and there's some criteria based on age and distance and
sure.
different physical things
right.
like that.
Right.
And that's one way to kind of filter. A lot of people don't know and they don't set up those filters.
Right.
But otherwise, it's just so easy to click the I'm not interested link and,
right.
and move on.
Okay.
But be open so that somebody has an opening with which to enter and
right.
communicate.
It right.
may very well be someone that you want to communicate.
Right. So here's the other question that I would imagine other women have, but I absolutely have had and asked guys and girls. So I don't consider myself a rude person. Again, as I said, if we're at a club or if you're going to approach me, it takes a certain amount of gumption to be able to do that.
Sure.
And so I appreciate that. You know, there's no reason for me to be rude or to shut you down or you know, any of that. And so I've vacillated between, okay, well, you took the time to email me. I'm not interested from what I see, you know, or I'm not attracted or the picture
right.
or whatever. So do you respond because, or do you not? And I've had some guy friends that say, absolutely not, because then the guy's going to take it as you're interested because the fact that you took time to respond. And then to me, on the other hand, it's like, oh, you know, I feel bad. I want to at least say, well, hey, thank you. I appreciate it. But then you also don't want to be like, well, I'm not interested. You know, I don't know. Maybe even if that's the case, like that almost feels like could potentially be mean. What do you do?
it's a big question that comes up.
Yeah.
I personally, most of the time, unless it's one of those, and I want you know, our listeners to be real careful about the scammers because
mm-hmm.
they're definitely out there
mm-hmm.
and they're out there in droves and they're the ones that want to get you off the Match site or
right.
whatever site right,
right.
away.
Right.
We just delete. But if somebody writes to, I do manage and oversee
mm-hmm.
online dating for my clients.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody who isn't a match for my client writes, you just click the no thanks
right.
link.
Right.
You don't have to say anything, and Match will send them a note that, gee, so-and-so wasn't interested. But
right.
at least they know that you saw it.
Sure.
The other thing that I need to say is it's okay to not respond.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the points that I wanted to make sure to get across is if people are not responding to you,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not interested. Because
right.
here's a key that a lot of people don't consider.
Okay.
Even though someone is showing as, you know, you're writing people who are active, hopefully
right.
within 24 hours
right.
is what I consider active.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that they're members. Active
right.
does not equal members.
Okay.
Paying members.
Sure.
If someone's active and you think they're active, they can't, and they're not a member, they can't read your email.
Right.
They can't see who
right.
you are.
Right.
And they certainly can't write back.
Because it just says someone's interested, but
yeah.
then you have to click the link to see the picture or to read the mail.
You have to rejoin.
Yeah.
You
right.
have to pay money.
Right.
And if somebody is just done, they're done, and,
sure.
and they're not going to do that. I wouldn't rejoin to see who one person is.
Right, right.
But some people might, but I think it's rare.
Right.
So you have to understand that this perceived rejection is a huge deal out there regarding online dating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about them, not you.
Sure.
They're either not members or they have their own preferences. You have your preferences.
Right, right.
And when you let your membership lapse, you can't respond either.
Right.
So the best thing people can do in that case, if they're not members, is hide their profile. That
right.
No one's going to write to them.
Oh, okay.
But most people don't. They either don't know how
yeah.
or they don't think about it.
Right. Well, and I think that's super helpful as we wrap up just this one piece, and then we'll go to a break and we'll come back with more tips and tricks and kind of a thing. So it's with what we were just talking about with Match, for example, that somebody may not be able to read these things. Maybe they are all kinds of different sites. And so, you know, you don't even pay attention sometimes when you see that thing is lapsing. So don't take that personally. And that's number one, to keep their profiles brief. And oh, and you mentioned pictures. You said not too many. What's a good number?
I think 4 to 6.
Okay.
And make sure they're as current as they can be.
Right.
And you can even have a friend snap a bunch of pictures right. of you. With the phones, the cameras on the phones these days.
Amazing.
Great.
Right. Yeah. Versus the selfies, versus right. the bathroom reflection picture and all the rest.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And have your friends snap 50 or 100. And
yeah.
You're bound to find a few in there. You're only looking for a few.
Right.
that are going to be up to your standards and really show you well. And I think, and make sure you include a full length. No matter
picture.
What you look like, make sure you include a full length.
Yes, please. Wouldn't that be nice?
Right.
Absolutely.
To meet the person if they only see in the head.
Yeah. Well, like you said, or not even a head at all. I see so many of those. Okay. So we'll get more to that. So right now, again, I'm with Cheryl Spangler, and we're going to be coming right back after this commercial.
Hey there. You know what? Let me speak plainly. I can do that, can I? Our relationships, well, they suck these days. We don't get what we want. We're not communicating effectively. Nobody really taught us how. And then there's a bunch of us who are single and don't really want to be. Well, then what next? You come talk to me, and that's Sabrina Rojek, your hostess with Sexy in Charlotte. And I'm already somebody you know and trust. Want help with relationships? That's me. Spice up your sex life? I can help. Are you single? Are you partnered? Are you coupled? Are you swinger? Are you gay? Are you bi? It doesn't matter. You can call me at 980-231-1925 or email me at sexyincharlotte@gmail.com. You deserve more? I can help. And let's get our sexy on.
Okay, and so we are back. It's Sabrina Rojek here, your hostess with Cheryl Spangler, the founder and president of Heart and Soul Matchmaking. And Cheryl, we reviewed a bunch of really great things and things that I know, like I said, I've struggled with, and I've been off and on with 10 years. But let's jump back into, we ended with a bit of talking about the idea of what we think the rejection is when it's possibly not that. And that also plays into a lot of people's self-esteem that they had already coming into this, or maybe they thought it was even more comfortable to do online versus in person, because online rejection, if you take it that way, feels different than in person. Can we talk a little bit more then about the self-esteem issues?
Yes, I also wanted to mention, Sabrina, about your intention when you go and you do online dating.
Sure.
It's really not for the faint of heart.
Mm-hmm.
If the rejection, for whatever reason, seems more pronounced, because I don't know why. You would think that people hide behind their computers.
Right.
But really, it's like, I've written to, I hear this left. You know, 30 people and nobody wrote back.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's maybe more about the numbers.
Sure.
But you have to go into online dating as a great adventure.
Right.
And you were saying when we were offline here for a second ago, you were talking about how it's, you know, let me just play. Let me just see who's on.
Right.
Let me just window shop myself.
Sure.
And, you know, you're serious at some point. I think if everybody approaches it in a lighthearted way,
mm-hmm.
They're going to have the best success, because
right.
how you feel on the inside is really what comes out in the big law of attraction person.
Right, me too.
And you get what you think about, and if yep. you think it's going to be worked, if you think it's going to be, you get rejected,
right.
that's going to happen. It is going to be worked, and you're going to have some rejections.
Right.
That's going to come through.
Absolutely.
In your efforts and your effort.
Right.
So I think if people can do some, you know, work with clients in this way,
okay.
some work on themselves.
Right.
From the inside out,
right,
and move forward. And what we want to do is we want to get comfortable in our own skin,
right,
and then that's very effective,
right,
whether you're on or
off, right, right.
So if you've never been to work, you think maybe you're 2 pounds overweight,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I'm not going to say wait until you lose those pounds and then never come on,
sure,
And why should you put your life on hold? Accept and love who you are. Mm-hmm. And then get on there and find someone who accepts and says, I'm going to tell the ladies that are listening, mm-hmm. the guys that are matches for you are going to see what's inside you. Mm-hmm. And they're going to love you outside as well.
Right.
Because it's who you are. And it's who they're looking for.
Right. And I'm so glad you said that, and that's such a lovely way to, unless you had more to say, that was such a lovely wrap-up, because I absolutely have had the same thoughts, you know, just that losing the weight, the whole thing. So, Cheryl, I want to thank you so much again for being here, and I do want to, once again, if you'll let us know where we can find you, and just really quickly, on you mentioned that you help with profiles, you help with people's messages, you help in the self-esteem issues. What else do you do, you know, and how else can you help people in a little bit more specific way, so they know that, okay, yes, I do need to see her, I do want to see her, and this is how she can help me.
Well, I especially work with women. Mm-hmm. That's a special needs of mine.
Okay.
And I work with a program called Conscious Dating.
Okay.
Self-discovery and readiness.
Okay.
And the point being that if it really clarifies who you are.
Right.
Sabrina, if you don't know who you are, how can you know who you're looking for?
Right.
And that's one of the problems when you just, you know, when I meet someone and it seems to be not.
Right. Right. Well, Cheryl, thank you again so much. And everyone listening, you can go on to sexyandcharlotte.com. If you forget any of the letters or, you know, what the website is, you can also read a little bit more about Cheryl and what she's doing and link to her site and all of the rest and some of the tips that we've talked about during today's show. So thank you again, Cheryl. It's been such a pleasure. I've learned a lot. I'm on the online dating, so I appreciate it.
I was hoping you might pick up some tips because she's beautiful.
Well, thank you. And please be able to spell correctly. Can I say that? Yes. Can I say please spell check?
Yes. Spell check. Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you again so much.
It has truly been a great time and I've had so much fun. So I'm grateful for all the information that I was able to receive from Cheryl. So that's not it. We still do have more tips and tricks that I want to share. And I actually want to also address our LGBTQ community, as I don't want to leave anyone out in this online dating situation because everyone's doing it. So I wanted to talk about where are the places that the LGBT community is going for your online dating needs. We had spoke before early in the show about eHarmony and Match.com and these types of places, and both of them do have a form and a platform. However, I also saw that Your Tango is one of the great places to go, as well as OkCupid, which I'm actually part of as well, Chemistry.com and Match.com. Also for our more seasoned community, that seniorpeoplemeet.com has also been a great place to be able to meet up folks, and it has a pretty even amount of gay as well as lesbian users. So anyhow, the same rules really do apply whether you're gay or straight. It's being honest, as well as if you are bi, for example, though this would be one of those ones that are kind of the in-betweens, is that you just need to be honest about what type of partner that you really are looking for. And if you have any specifics for what that type of relationship might look like, as well as, I guess, if you're in any other type of alternative lifestyle, which that's a whole nother topic. The pictures, that still applies to be the same, that you want to try and get some professionally done pictures as well, and not just the selfies and lots of social settings. I will say that's something that I have noticed on a lot more of the gay profiles, is that there's a lot of group social interaction, which again, that is super fantastic, except that it makes it difficult sometimes to figure out who you are in the picture, or we also don't want to create that competition within your own group picture. So we're going to be honest. We're going to have great pictures that show yourself, and also you do also want to have that full length. And really, I also want to point out too that there is a lot of common ground in between the straight and gay, you know, relationships, and that there's oftentimes this separation and this difference that's kind of put in there. And really, we're all in the pursuit of love, regardless of gender or sexual orientation. And we all want the same thing, which is companionship. And so, you know, I hope that everyone realizes that regardless of the context that I'm using a relationship, especially if I'm talking about couples, if I say men and women and women and men and whatever, that all of this still is interchangeable in most situations. And there are a few where there's the exceptions, and that I hope to make sure that I point those out. So however, with that said, I do want to say that, speaking of love, 65% of gays and 60% of lesbians indeed believe in love at first sight, and that many, as much as a third, are also using these online dating platforms to meet your potential partners. And so here's a couple of the things that were turnoffs and turn-ons. So the one that I think is across the board, whether it's dating or not, is to don't check your phone during a date. Point blank, it is rude. I know I personally cannot stand it. And what that says is that you would rather be somewhere else, or something else is more interesting than who you have right in front of you. You are in a personal social interaction, and that beats out any Facebook, any Twitter, any online interaction than you can possibly think of. And really, it's an interruption. You're allowing someone else to butt in almost by you checking your phone. So you're the one being rude. Don't do it. The other thing is, of course, we all know this already, but here's a good do, is think about how you're smelling. So this is huge, and this is huge in any relationship, is aromatherapy really is what we're using through our colognes and our perfumes. So what are you trying to get out of the date? Meaning, are you wanting to find that lifelong partner or companion? Are you just wanting a one-night stand or a quickie? Your scent also has a lot to do with that. And I'm meaning, and I think we can relate, if I'm going to wear something that smells like brown sugar and vanilla or baked goods, then that gives people the signal that I'm a homey, you know, wifey, cuddle up type of material. And so that is really playing into our brains on, hey, this is that type of person that I would want that for. If I'm wearing something spicy and kind of sexy or exotic, then that tends to equate for a lot of people that this is fun, this person's exciting, they're spontaneous, and really can lend more for that shorter term relationship or encounter that you might be looking for. And of course, as always, be presentable, be well-groomed, and that's both in your pictures as well as in person. And hopefully too, that you've had those pictures that do reflect that you've dated, and that maybe even added a caption on the year, the date, and all of that, because you want as current as possible. So that way, when they meet you in person, there's not this huge discrepancy between the pictures that they've seen, and that's kind of, you know, false advertising if it's from 10, 15 years ago, to who it is that they're going to get now. And really just be yourself as much as possible in all of these types of situations, especially if you're really trying to look for that long-term partnership or that relationship. And as far as coaching and you wanting to get more out of your relationship, I am absolutely gay friendly, and I'm happy to support in any way that I can. I want to say then also thank you again to Cheryl Spangler for being our guest and our specialist on online dating, as I help out in relationships, but not necessarily with that. I know I learned loads and am going to put some of her tips into practice. So I want to thank you all for being fabulous listeners. There's more and more of you that are signing up and listening and joining and getting more in the conversation. And as always, I want to encourage you. I cannot say it enough. This is our radio station. This isn't just mine. If there's topics that you feel like I haven't covered that you want to hear more about, if there's resources and places that you think are just truly fabulous and worthy of mention, please, please send me those to sexyandcharlotte@gmail.com. I also want to thank all of our places that are in the Sexy Salutes that have been offering discounts or recognition for our listenership and for those that are going to and have been joining me on any of our events. Please make sure you check back at www.sexyandcharlotte.com to see more of those events. You can see where I'm at if you want to come hang out with me in Charlotte on the dates that I'm out and about. Also, look out for December 5th. We are pairing up with Good Eats and Meats for a fabulous event. You can find out more under events or upcoming events on www.sexyandcharlotte. We're going to donate all of the proceeds for that to some wonderful causes, as well as do some dancing, some food, some fun, all of that great stuff. Lastly, also don't forget that we donate here at Sexy in Charlotte a percentage of our proceeds to the survivors and the supporters of survivors of sexual abuse. Keep listening in with Sabrina Rojek, your hostess and resident sexpert at Sexy in Charlotte, and let's get our sexy on.
Thanks for tuning in. You were just listening to Sexy in Charlotte with your resident sexpert, Sabrina Rojek from SabrinaSpeaksSex.com and SabrinaRojek.com. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a review on WGIV in Charlotte, iTunes, and at our internet radio show. And make sure to head over to www.sexyandcharlotte.com to subscribe for free tips, discounts, upcoming events, and more ways to get your sexy on in Charlotte. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes on sexuality, relationships, dating, ask your questions, and hear interviews with the experts. Continue to listen till the end to hear next week's exciting show topic and guests. Become a subscriber to our show on iTunes called Sexy in Charlotte, with the new show dropping every Monday at 4 p.m. Listen in once a week on Wednesday at 10 a.m. here on WGIV, and on Fridays on our internet radio live at 11 a.m. where you can call in and ask the questions you have always wanted answered. Interact with me and our expert guests. Don't worry, you don't have to remember all that. You can head over to www.sexyandcharlotte.com for your listening schedule, topics, and guests. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and Google+, and search for Sexy in Charlotte. Thanks again for listening. I'm your hostess, Sabrina Rojek, resident sexpert from SabrinaRojek.com and Sabrina Speaks Sex. Let's get our sexy on.